Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1164. The International Court of Justice ordered Israel to take all necessary and effective measures to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza as famine sets in, including by opening more land crossings to allow food, water, and fuel and medical supplies into the enclave. The court's order comes in response to a case brought by South Africa, which accused Israel of state-sanctioned genocide in Gaza. The legally binding order instructs Israel to take measures without delay to ensure the unhindered provision of basic services and humanitarian assistance at scale. In a separate order, the judges called for Israel to ensure that its military does not commit acts which constitute a violation of Palestinians' rights under the Genocide Convention. International aid organizations have said Israel's restrictions on humanitarian supplies into Gaza have led to a man-made famine. Moving on, South Carolina will use a congressional map that a federal court ruled unconstitutional because the Supreme Court hasn't ruled on the redistricting case that it heard in October. With no decision and the state facing a June 11th primary, the same court that had deemed the map unconstitutional agreed to allow South Carolina to use the racially gerrymandered map for this year's congressional election. The three-judge panel noted that with the primary election procedures rapidly approaching, the appeal before the Supreme Court still pending, and no remedial plan in place, the ideal must bend to the practical. Last year, the judges held that the state's Republican-controlled legislature had exiled more than 30,000 black residents from the first congressional district in what the court called a bleaching to benefit Republicans. They concluded that that amounted to an unconstitutional racial gerrymander. If the Supreme Court later upholds the lower court ruling, then new maps will have to be drawn for the 2026 election. Meanwhile, a California judge ruled that one of Trump's former lawyers should be disbarred for his role in developing the legal strategy to overturn the 2020 election. John Eastman championed the fringe legal theory that Trump could pressure Pence to block or delay the Electoral College certification in order to overturn Biden's victory. The judge ruled that Eastman violated ethics rules and even potentially criminal law by promoting Trump's efforts to overturn the election. The judge wrote, "In view of the circumstances surrounding Eastman's misconduct and balancing the aggravation and mitigation, the court recommends that Eastman be disbarred." Eastman is also facing racketeering and conspiracy charges in connection with a Georgia case accusing Trump and his allies of plotting to subvert the 2020 election results in that state. And finally, Biden restored a series of Endangered Species Act protections that were stripped down by Trump. The finalized regulations will reinstate blanket rule protections for species newly classified as threatened with extinction. The new rules also give federal officials more leeway to consider the threat of climate change when protecting a species. In 2019, Trump weakened the Endangered Species Act and allowed the government to put an economic cost on saving a species. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.